Welcome to this daily PBJ devotional. This devotional is about Romans 7. Do you not know, brothers, for I am speaking to those who know the law, that the law has authority over a man only as long as he lives? For instance, a married woman is bound by law to her husband as long as he lives, but if her husband dies, she is released from the law of marriage. So then, if she is joined to another man while her husband is still alive, she is called an adulteress. But if her husband dies, she is free from that law and is not an adulteress if she marries another man. Therefore, my brothers, you also died to the law through the body of Christ, that you might belong to another, to him who was raised from the dead, in order that we might bear fruit to God. For when we lived according to the flesh, the sinful passions aroused by the law were at work in our bodies, bearing fruit for death. But now, having died to what bound us, we have been released from the law, so that we serve in the new way of the Spirit, and not in the old way of the written code. What then shall we say? Is the law sin? Certainly not. Indeed, I would not have been mindful of sin if not for the law. For I would not have been aware of coveting if the law had not said, "Do not covet." But sin, seizing its opportunity through the commandment, produced in me every kind of covetous desire. For apart from the law, sin is dead. Once I was alive apart from the law, but when the commandment came, sin sprang to life, and I died. So I discovered that the very commandment that was meant to bring life actually brought death. For sin, seizing its opportunity through the commandment, deceived me, and through the commandment put me to death. So then the law is holy, and the commandment is holy, righteous, and good. Did that which is good, then, become death to me? Certainly not. But in order that sin might be exposed as sin, it produced death in me through what was good, so that through the commandment sin might become utterly sinful. We know that the law is spiritual, but I am unspiritual, sold as a slave to sin. I do not understand what I do, for what I want to do I do not do, but what I hate I do. And if I do what I do not want to do, I admit that the law is good. In that case, it is no longer I who do it, but it is sin living in me that does it. I know that nothing good lives in me, that is, in my flesh. For I have the desire to do what is good, but I cannot carry it out. For I do not do the good I want to do. Instead, I keep on doing the evil I do not want to do. And if I do what I do not want, it is no longer I who do it, but it is sin living in me that does it. So this is the principle I have discovered. When I want to do good, evil is right there with me. For in my inner being I delight in God's law. But I see another law at work in my body, warring against the law of my mind and holding me captive to the law of sin that dwells within me. What a wretched man I am! Who will rescue me from this body of death? Thanks be to God, through Jesus Christ our Lord. So then, with my mind, I serve the law of God, but with my flesh, I serve the law of sin. This is God's Word. Woven throughout this letter to the Romans have been some significant teaching passages about the law. In the past few devotionals, we've read that the law increases sin. We saw that in chapter 5, verse 20. But that in Christ, we're no longer under the law. We saw that in chapter 6, verses 14 and 15. Today's reading in Romans 7 was written to clarify our new relationship as Christians to the law in Christ. The chapter opened by explaining why we are no longer under the law. That's in verses 1 through 6. And Paul used an analogy. A widow is no longer under her marriage covenant because her husband died. In a similar way, Christ's death frees us from the covenant of the Old Testament law. We saw that in verses 4 through 6. Because of the things that were said about the law in previous chapters, someone might wonder whether the law was a bad thing, sinful even. Verse 7a raises that question. Verse 7b answers that question with certainly not. And verses 7c through 14 explain that the law teaches us what sin is, that's in verse 7b, but that our sinful natures within are aroused by the law and use the law's commandments to lead us into sin, as we saw in verses 8 through 11. So the problem isn't that the law is sin. The problem is that I'm a sinner, as we saw in verses 12 through 14. So my sin nature reacts sinfully to the holy commands of God's law. In verses 14 through 25, we have a well-known passage where Paul describes the struggle that he had with the law. Bible interpreters disagree about whether this action was describing Paul's experience before he became a believer or after he became a believer in Christ. Although this devotional is not the place to explain all of these details and explain why, I interpret this passage as describing Paul's ongoing experience after becoming a Christian. And one reason why I conclude that is the phrase, "In my inner being, I delight in God's law." Unbelievers do not delight in God's law. They hate God's righteous standards. So it seems that Paul was describing what life as a believer is like, this tug of war between the believer's new nature in Christ and the believer's sinful nature, which still remains. This section was autobiographical for Paul, but it wasn't just about him. Every believer knows the struggle between desiring to live and please God in obedience to his word and the cravings of the sin nature within each one of us. As we saw in the previous devotional, sin is destructive. Its wage is death, according to Romans 6:23. In verse 24, here in chapter 7, Paul cried out, "Who will rescue me from this body that is subject to death?" And verse 25 has the answer. "Thanks be to God, who delivers us through Jesus Christ, our Lord." It is discouraging to fight sin because we feel the pull of temptation so deeply and too frequently give in to its destructive lies. Our hope, however, is not in learning better self-discipline. Our hope is in Jesus, who will deliver us in eternity from these sin struggles. Be encouraged, then. Even if you've sinned already today, keep striving against sin. Romans 8 will help us with that when we read it next. But keep striving against sin and look to Christ, not to yourself, for deliverance from the power of sin. If you found this devotional helpful, go to my website, dailypbj.com/subscribe, and you can subscribe to it in your email or as a podcast in Spotify and Apple Podcasts. And if you'd like to help me with financial support, you can go to dailypbj.com/support to do that. Please share this with someone else, and I'll see you next time. May God bless you today. Hope you have a great day today.